Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit-Am Broadcasting, Israel, in association with Kosher 101.9 radio around the world, Carlsbad, New Mexico, USA. We are speaking to you from Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the capital of Israel and the most important city in the world. Jerusalem is also the place of prophecy, the place where many of prophecies will come to pass. Present, we are discussing the Psalm number 12. To the chief musician upon Sheminith, a psalm of David. That's how it begins. In Hebrew it says, Dimnatzeach ala Sheminith mizmor da David. Dimnatzeach. It's usually understood to mean the chief musician or the conductor, and that is true, that is how it can be understood. Rabbi Esau Hirsch understood it to mean to he who grants the victory. That is also another possible meaning. Dimnatzeach is someone who conducts, who victors, who wins. And so too a conductor, when he conducts the orchestra, he arranges, he plays it like a general, with his different forces, with his different musical instruments coming in and going out according to the necessary theme that is being played. Upon Sheminith apparently means an eight-stringed instrument, an instrument with eight strings. It's a Psalm of David. David in Psalms 12:1 says, Help, O Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fall from among the children of men. For the faithful fail from among the children of men. The word translated as fail in Hebrew is pasu in the plural. Is derived from the root pas, P-A-S, that means to end or to pass by. And from this root, from this word, we have the English word pass, which means the same thing. A lot of words in English are derived from Hebrew. And he says, David is crying out, the goodly man ceaseth, the goodly man is cut off, the faithful fail from among the children of men. So I was recently asked, what do people, good people, suffer so much? As if I knew, as if I'm supposed to be responsible for what happens in this world. I have as much idea as anyone else, but the subject is discussed in the book of Job, where we have the example of a good man who did suffer, and we all have experienced or see that this in ourselves or in others, that people suffer for no known reason, for no apparent cause. Nevertheless, its general observation is that good people who lead good lives and do as well as they can in general are much better off in the long run than people who do not live such good lives. There are exceptions. That is what they are. They are exceptions. In addition, we do not know the reason for everything, but we can be certain that someone leads a good life in the long run will be better off than if they did not, and they will receive a reward, whether in this world or the next. And more often than not, they will receive it in both this world and the next, and they will receive it in a way that they will be thankful for it. There are exceptions, and these exceptions are difficult to explain, and we just hope that we never have to endure any trials or any tribulations beyond their endurance or beyond their understanding. May we be blessed in everything we do. May we have the strength and the knowledge and the foresight to do as well as we can, both according to what the Bible demands of us, and according to what society wants of us, and what our fellow men wants of us. David is praying for God in this psalm. He's praying to God in this psalm. He's praying for help, since when the evil in society begins to take control, good people become fewer and less consistent. There's good people, or people who are fringe, marginal cases, look around and they see that bad people are succeeding, and that wickedness, lack of honesty seems to pay, and they too are tempted to to cross the line or to push against the limitations that they would normally keep well within. Everyone is human, and normal, decent, good-hearted people also on occasion can give in to pressures of their surroundings, and they can fall away, and sometimes they're not even aware of it. So we all have to take notice and try hard and try well, and be conscious of what's going on, be conscious of both what we are doing consciously and what and our subconscious, what we that we should not have dishonest motives for doing things and not own up to them, to ourselves. We should be aware of our motivations and face up to them and ask God to guide us and to direct us and to help us not to shame ourselves and not to do bad and not to transgress and to do as well as we can. And we can do very well, all of us. Psalm 12:3 says, "The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips, the tongue that speaketh proud things." There's nothing wrong with giving compliments to people. So we should try and see the good side of things. Should a kind word, a complimentary word, can help a lot, can really raise up someone's spirits. And more often than not, they deserve it. The people deserve to have something good said unto them. See a friendly face. Nevertheless, should not lie, should not deceive or cheat others, should not be hypocritical, should not flatter people in excessive manner, in ways that are dishonest, should try and keep everything within its correct boundaries. Some lines of business, deceptive behavior once began, is difficult to free oneself from, but it's possible. It is possible, but we just hope that we don't get there, that we don't have to have that trial, that tribulation, that testing done unto us. Better not to fall than to fall down and have to get up again. It's always more difficult to pick yourself up on the feet once you've been knocked down. Don't get knocked down, and you won't have to go to the trouble. It's possible to climb out of the rut and the chains we enslave ourselves with. And we should always remember it. You can always have a second chance, but you always advise to try and make it not be necessary. That you always do the right thing the first time off. The saying, honesty is the best policy, is correct. It's the best policy for you, not only for the other person. You feel better, you can look yourself in the face, and it's better for your business in the long run. Whatever you're doing, it's better for you, the conduct of your life, of your personal life and your relationships with others. Honesty is the best policy. Psalms 12:4 says, "Who have said with our tongue will we prevail? Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us?" So a lot of non-religious people, those who do not believe in the Bible, they want to recreate the truth according to their own imagination, or according to how they feel things should be. And we all have this tendency. It's a common tendency. We all have it, should recognize it. We should be prepared to accept what the Bible tells us, not what we would like the Bible to say. On the whole, the Bible does say what we would like it to say once we understand it, once we understand the reasoning behind the Bible, once we understand the inner internal logic that the Bible possesses. But sometimes in the first reading, the Bible tells us things that go against our ingrained prejudices and our own wants and desires. So we should face up to it and be prepared to accept the authority of Scripture and to understand Scripture in order that we shall be able to obey it correctly. Psalms 12:5 says, "The oppression of the poor for the sighing of the needy. Now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that profiteth him." So most of us will never think of oppressing poor people, okay? If you would ask us in the street, if someone was to come unto us and say, "What, do you oppress the poor? You're one of those people from the movies who go around robbing people, who go around cheating people, who's an out-and-out crook." And you say, no, just the opposite, God forbid. But actually, we do this. We don't all of us do this, but some of us do it, or some of us in certain periods of our life, even without paying attention to it. Sometimes we don't pay proper wages, trying or we overcharge people. Sometimes we see people who are vulnerable, hard-pressed, we push them. Sometimes we don't give the respect that the people deserve. We take advantages of others, and so on. And all these things that we do or are liable to do, they're split-second decisions. Once you've done them, it's difficult to rectify them. And also, once you've done them, you often do them automatically and don't give any second thought to them. Even poor people do such things to each other. Sometimes they can be worse than anyone else. Can't change the world overnight, but we can pay attention. We can be conscious of our actions and try and do better and not offend other people, not take advantage of other people, be fair towards other people. And once we get in the habit of it and we genuinely want to do the right thing, God will help us to do so. Psalms 12:6 says, "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times." Learn the Bible, it will help you. It will also help others. You are potentially better than you think you are. We need to do better than we have been doing. All of us. Potentially you are much better than you think you are, but in practice you are probably worse than you think you are. Simply through laziness and not paying correct attention to certain minor details, it sometimes comes out that we offend others when we don't have to do so, when it's unnecessary, completely superfluous. It's bad enough having to offend people, having to do things against people when we have no choice. When you do have a choice, so that at the least you can do better. Psalms 12:7 says, "Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever." That is, those who try and do good, the Almighty will protect them and look after them. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. So, even if we disagree with the policies of a God-fearing person, there's a high probability that he will be better than the wicked. And also society will benefit. We should always choose the good people. We always side with the good. We should not elevate those people who are immoral, who are bad. We should respect God-fearing men, God-fearing women, and ourselves. Fear the Almighty. Thank you. This is Yair Davidi from Britain. From Bambi, Britain Broadcasting, Israel.